So welcome everyone and good morning again. It's good to see you all and be with you in Sangha one more time. And I really hope you all had a good rest. Last night we explored the five hindrances of sensual desire, ill will or aversion, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, and doubt. And I thought this morning that I would just briefly remind us of the RAIN steps developed by the Vipassana teacher Michelle McDonald, just because those particular steps can be really helpful for us to remember when we're caught in a tangle. So the first step is the R, which stands for recognizing. So simply becoming aware that we are entangled in something. And as I mentioned yesterday, we may not always know what the particular hindrance is. Often we just have this sense of being aware that I'm having a really hard time being with my breath and my body. I keep getting pulled off. I'm in some kind of distress or pain. And at that point, we can simply just name it as entanglement. There's entanglement happening right now. This is what's going on. And just naming it will actually bring in mindful awareness into that entanglement, which will often allow for just a little bit more clarity. It's like the light of mindfulness can now shine on this entanglement. And as there's a little bit more mindfulness, we may actually be able to now name it. Oh, this feels like restlessness. This feels like doubt. This feels like anger towards myself or towards others. And then the A in RAIN stands for accepting or allowing. And here we're just really opening to the fact that right now what is primarily happening in the practice is that there's entanglement. So the primary object is no longer the breath of the body. The primary thing that's going on right now is that we are entangled in some kind of hindrance, or multiple hindrances sometimes. And then we practice allowing for that, accepting that. And how we can do that very concretely is that we can check the body and we can offer softening. So we can breathe with it. We can let the shoulders come down. We can open the palms of our hands. And we can breathe with the fact that right now what is happening is entanglement. Sometimes what I say softly to myself is, it is like this right now. This is what's happening in this moment. I don't have to like this. And I can be with this. I can allow for this. I can breathe with this in this moment. And that helps to just give space and just be present with what is actually the predominant experience. And then the I stands for investigation or interest. And here we can practice coming out of the storyline. So often with a hindrance, there's a big story. I am a terrible meditator. I really need to go and write that angry email. I really need to plan the rest of my life. Now is the perfect time to plan the next 10 years of my life. So we come out of that storyline, and a very helpful way is to come into the embodied experience. The body is a, the body and the sensations of the body is a direct doorway into present moment mindful awareness. The body is always in the here and now. So by releasing the story, checking what is happening in this moment. Oh, there is tightness in the chest. Oh, the heart is beating. The jaw is tight. There's heat in the body. This is a direct way that we come out of the story into present moment awareness of the body, and that gives space from the entanglement. And then we can check, what's the type of energy in the mind? Okay, it's restlessness. Lots of planning thoughts, or lots of wanting thoughts. So with the perspective of coming into the body, we have much more perspective on what's going through the mind. And then the last step is non-identification. And this is seeing what's happening as weather patterns moving through the mind and body. So, coming into retreat, there's a lot of momentum from our daily lives. So, of course, this is going to arise in practice. All the stuff we've been involved with, we can't just leave all of that behind when we come into retreat. These are the conditions that we come in with. And so it's quite understandable that these weather patterns of the hindrances, especially early on in retreat, will move through the mind and body. And we can see their impersonal, impermanent nature. So we can say, like the Buddha advised, this is not mine. This I am not. This is not myself. As a short form for coming out of that identification. So also just reminding all of us that the hindrances are quite normal, especially early on in a retreat. And you have all had a lot of retreat experience already, so I know you're all aware of it, so I'm just reminding us to be friendly and to be patient and to be kind with this process of settling in. So my invitation this morning for today's practice is to practice holding yourself with kindness and patience as we're settling in. I want to read, before we transition into a silent practice, I want to read a poem by Daniel Dobie. She's a young poet. I think she's in her mid-30s. I haven't been able to find a lot of information about her, but I found a poem that invites us into this kind way of being with ourselves. So you can take in as much of this as you like, and if the words don't resonate with you, you can also just let them be and transition into your still practice. One day you will awake with the craving for self-discovery. When this knowing arrives and you feel the pull to go out into the world, my hope for you is that your story begins on the cool wood of your kitchen floor. You, bare-skinned, sitting down, both eyes closed, one hand on the heart, the other resting softly on your belly. This connection right here, is the wisdom of the women before you. and the tender, infinite living within you. And if there's ever a time you feel lost outside of yourself, these guiding forces will always bring you back home. My hope for you is that you trust the teachings of what brings discomfort. That when you feel as if you are at the cusp of breaking open out into the wild of the unknown, that you step forward with both feet planted in your curiosity and wonder. My hope for you is that you greet your reflection with kind eyes, that you never look to someone else for your belonging, always moving from a space of worthiness, longing for nothing of addition or subtraction. My hope for you is that you never stifle in your own power. May you always carry the belief that your words matter, unafraid to sing your truth at the tip-top of your lungs. My hope for you is that you honor each moment in its entirety, that you choose your feeling over being numb and disconnected, owning every curve of life's light and shadow sensations. For you understand that in the present moment is where your happiness is found. This is my hope for you. Come as you are, your breath can rest right here. So we'll move into a still practice period now.